This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we're now into the second hour. Coming up here in about 10 minutes, Alan Charles Kors, president of the Foundation for Individual Rights and Education, about the article, First Amendment Survey Finds Knowledge Lacking. More than two-thirds of college students and administrators who participated in the national survey were unable to remember that freedom of religion and the press are guaranteed by the Bill of Rights. That's administrators, too. That's coming up. And a bunch of other global news. Right now, let's go ahead and go to the calls. Frank in Wyoming, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How are you doing? It is very good to talk to you. I just tuned in and found your radio station last week and am very pleased with it. And I think I have an answer for you.
Okay, an answer for me on what?
The Constitution and why nobody knows about it.
Well, they don't teach it in school by design, but they teach all about the UN.
It's not in the book. I just helped my fiance's ninth grade daughter do a report on a federalist, anti-federalist view on why we need a new constitution. The Constitution is not in the government book, and this book was released last year.
So why do we need a new constitution if it's not taught in the textbooks?
That's what I want to know. I mean, hell, the one we've got now is useless. It's no good. The government
well,
doesn't
know
why.
Hold on, sir. The constitution isn't bad. We've become useless because we let them take it away from us. Some people think we need a new constitution because the old ones failed. It didn't fail. We jumped out of the lifeboat.
Well, yeah, you're right there. I have to give you that one. But the government, they don't pay any attention to it. They do what they want to do, and
they say it's constitutional to put cameras in elementary school bathrooms.
And that's ridiculous.
And it's not constitutional. It's right out of 1984.
Well, let's put it this way. Let's say you owned a business. You put a camera in your bathroom. You're going to jail because you're a pervert. Well, what gives the government the right to do it?
Hundreds of schools are doing it, including little girls' showers, little boys' showers, 12-year-olds, 11-year-olds. That's the Associated Press, from Illinois to Tennessee to Louisiana, from California to New York.
I fully believe you. I have no doubt on that in any manner, shape, size, form, or fashion.
Well, I don't want you to believe me. I want you to go to the website and get the articles, because a lot of people do deny this until it comes to their school, and they go, oh, I guess it's good.
I drive a truck for a local construction company here in Cheyenne, and when I first heard your program, I'm driving down the road trying to write down the website address so I could go and look at it when I got off work, and I did.
You know, we got a lot of affiliates. We're learning of new ones all the time. What frequency are you listening to? Is this AM, FM?
It's AM 1360, and the station is out of Colorado.
Oh, no, I know. Yeah, that is an incredibly powerful station. Yeah, those are wonderful. Yeah, I know about that station. Please tell 10 people a day about it.
I do every day. I tell everybody that I've known about this station, and I got a lot of them listening to you.
Great. Get on your CB, and are you in your truck right now?
I'm sitting at the rock quarry right now.
Hey, pick up your CB and tell them to tune into 1360.
I do every day.
And we're also on the Colorado Radio Network, four affiliates there, and they got great I need to give out some of their frequencies, too. A lot of great
folks. Yeah, you do, because the one that I'm picking up is very staticky. I have a lot of trouble picking it up.
Well, that's because you're picking it up from, it's just north of Denver. How far away are you from Denver?
I'm 90 miles from Denver.
Yeah. Why don't you pick up pick it up and tell folks to tune in?
All righty.
Do it right now. Pick it up. Let me hear you tell them. I guess he's not going
to. Hey, everybody, I want y'all to tune your CB radios to AM 1360. Hopefully you can pick it up right here. And listen to what this fellow's got to say. He's spreading a lot of good word out there.
All right. God bless you. Thanks for the call. And all right. That's wonderful. and just all great folks. We'll be right back, so stay with us. We got a guest coming up. Your calls, too.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Yes. Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man. Packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements, 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. The get-up-and-go energy, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. Hi, I'm Alan Davison at Monocot Wheatgrass. The 200 pages of our book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Medicine, will remove any anxieties you may have about your nutritional supply. In this kit, you will receive no monthly bills, no monthly pills. This is real self-sufficiency. To get more information about wheatgrass, the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, go to austinwheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. And thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks. Whether you're Bill in New Jersey or Matt in Louisiana or Carson in Colorado or Wyatt, Maryland or Barry in Arizona, we're going to get to everybody's calls coming up here in about 10 minutes because no matter what subject of politics or world government or corruption or this war you're talking about, it's affected by what our next guest has exposed. And I already knew this was the fact just from being on talk radio around the country on AM and FM and shortwave and internet and talking to thousands of people, well, millions of people every day, but talking to thousands on air as callers every month and being a guest on other talk shows, that a lot of people don't know what the Constitution or Bill of Rights is, so how can they know how the government's supposed to operate? And since this article came out about a week and a half ago, I've mentioned it, read parts of it a few times. We've got a guest on, Alan Charles Corse, president of the Foundation for Individual Rights and Education, or FIRE, in Philadelphia, which commissioned this major survey. First Amendment survey finds knowledge lacking. This is in the Washington Times by George Archibald. More than two-thirds of college students and administrators who participated in a national survey were unable to remember that freedom of religion and the press are guaranteed by the Bill of Rights. In the survey conducted at 339 colleges and universities, a massive survey, massive study, More than one-fourth of students and administrators did not list freedom of speech as an essential right protected by the First Amendment of the Constitution. And over two-thirds basically had no idea even what it was. And a large portion of administrators said the First Amendment, they didn't like free speech, basically. To go over this with us and to take your calls is Alan Charles Course, president of the Foundation for Individual Rights and Education. I believe we have a link to their website at Infowars.com right now. And, Alan, thank you for coming on the show.
Please, thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, about the study, about the organization, the website, and let's launch into how, well, I like your quotes here about the shocking results demonstrate a profound and dangerous failure to comprehend the moral and legal basis for religious liberty.
Well, that's exactly right. I'm a professor of history at the University of Pennsylvania. I have been fighting political correctness and coercion and efforts at indoctrination on our campuses for many years, and I co-founded and I work for it pro bono. I've co-founded Foundation for Individual Rights in Education, and we are concerned with free speech, with freedom of religion, with privacy, with freedom of conscience on American college campuses, and with legal equality. A very large number of cases that were coming into us, and if your listeners look at our website, you'll see that we've dealt with an extraordinary number of cases, and the ones you see on the website are merely the ones we had to take public. Often we can get a university to back off simply by threatening public exposure because they can't defend in public what they do and believe in private. But a large number of cases coming in dealt with religious liberty, and university administrators and often students seem to have no notion of what were the essential rights recognized by, acknowledged by, and guaranteed to citizens by the First Amendment, the Constitution.
So, and for those that don't understand, the socialists, the liberals, can make a student go to a gay bar as part of their class. They can make them watch porno movies. They can talk about how bad America is all day. They can have so-called minorities badmouth and say racist stuff about whites. And but then there's no equality for someone to even defend themselves against this. And basically, that's what a lot of these studies have shown. This new study is scary because it shows a large percentage of administrators and students thinking the First Amendment's a bad thing, and the vast majority, though, not even really knowing what it is. Like the study you would ask them, or the study group would ask them, what is the First Amendment? Two-thirds plus didn't know. Then a large portion didn't believe in it once they were told what it meant.
Well, that's exactly right. You're also exactly right that the whole regime of repression at American universities depends absolutely upon a double standard. That you have rules that are only enforced on politically incorrect groups, and that the cultural left on campus can say whatever it wishes in whatever manner it wishes, but that other people can be found guilty of insensitivity, incivility, harassment, simply by stating their own honest and passionately held beliefs. But let me give your listeners an example. As you know, the very first freedom recognized and guaranteed by the First Amendment is the free exercise of religion.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof.
That's correct. And we asked students and administrators of student life at universities across the country, what is the first freedom addressed by the First Amendment to the Constitution? 6% of administrators correctly named freedom of religion. 6%, only 2% of students. Furthermore, while an extraordinary number of administrators, 50% of administrators at public institutions, did not believe that religious students had a right to spread their views by whatever legal means.
Let me give you an example of this. It was over. It was about 2 years ago. I had a Temple University from there on the East Coast senior student on. He'd been a Clinton aide, folks. Okay, uh-huh. Understand this. But he was a conservative. He had a young conservatives group there at the campus. They had the Jesus Christ Superstar play coming through, which was blasphemous. And so they got their own time as their own group to have a rally. And he was called in the office. They kidnapped him, put him in the mental institution. The doctors said nothing's wrong with him. We're releasing him. Then they tried to ban. Basically, it's like secret Soviet police. You even say, I'm against that. A lot of times security guards will grab you. And now, folks, I'm not exaggerating. This is going on. Am I correct, sir?
It does go on. The general pattern that happens is that if you are... if you're the university equivalent of indicted for, brought up on charges for views that offend other people, read traditionalist or conservative views.
But they grabbed this young man, the head of the Young Conservatives, and took him to the university run mental ward.
Well, here's what normally happens. That's heavy-handed and crude.
Did you hear about that?
The same thing is usually accomplished by a somewhat more subtle means. Namely, they will say you now have a choice. You can face charges that could lead up to suspension or expulsion and never get your degree and have a judicial record on your transcript, or you can agree to undergo sensitivity training.
Which is brainwashing.
Brainwashing by the campus zealots, by the most radical feminists, by the most radical self-appointed spokesmen for so-called minority groups on campus. And this is in fact thought reform, what passes for sensitivity training on campus. And here's a frightening statistic. While half the administrators at public institutions believe that students ought not to spread their religious beliefs by whatever legal means they chose, over a third of administrators at state-funded public universities and virtually half of administrators at private universities reported that their institutions had mandatory non-curricular programs, the goal of which, and this is a direct quote, quote, the goal of which is to lead students to value all sexual preferences and to recognize the relativity of these values compared to the values of their upbringing. So students are not free to spread their religious views by legal means on campus, but on the other hand, universities, including public universities, are free to send students to mandatory sensitivity training on matters of race and sex
and
sexuality.
Now this is the Sovietization of America, Mr. Corse, but also the bigger issue is that over two-thirds of administrators and students don't even know what the First Amendment is, and that's because the public schools have nothing on the Constitution. It's all about the UN. It's all about world government. This is amazing.
Well,
folks,
the ignorance of the Constitution really is shocking, and you're quite right. One does not want to blame college students because it's never been a part of their education. What the constitutional principles of this nation are, and what the moral principles underlying that constitution are.
Yeah, people put their hand over their heart and, you know, say the Pledge of Allegiance, but you have to know what you're pledging to. That's why the police go, I'm not violating your rights, I'm just kicking your door down without a warrant.
Well, the second point you make is, of course, also profoundly important, that if you have a nation that doesn't educate in individual liberty, you are not going to have a citizenship that knows when it has lost.
And that's
that
by
liberty.
Design.
What really is striking is both the ignorance of college administrators when it comes to foundational constitutional rights, both at the level of what the Constitution says and what they ought to want.
I'll tell you what, stay there. Stay there, Alan.
Yep.
I want to come back and get more into this, but I want to go to some calls as promised.
Good.
And they'll be all over the map, but it's all affected by this. And I want to keep you on with us for at least another 30 minutes to go over this. And when we get back, I want you to plug your website. Great organization. Folks, get ready to go check out this website. Grabbing people, putting them in mental institutions. That was in the Associated Press.
Late summer 2003, Mainstream Press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
About the quality of air outside these days.
Pollution. Pollen.
Is it as healthy as you'd like?
Allergies.
Asthma.
Probably not.
Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times?
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Your rug, your sofa,
they go
curtains.
Into you, into your children,
their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen,
and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less. Call them now to breathe easier. 888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
I've probably had Charlotte Iserby on the show 20 times over the last 5-6 years. She's the former deputy head of the Department of Education in Reagan's administration. And she has a book the size of a phone book full of government documents, how they want to dumb the children down, how they want to warp their minds. They say we're all mentally ill because we don't want to go along with this. And to illustrate that, you notice our guest heard about the story. It was in the news. We had him on where they just arrested, you know, you're going to the mental institution. You're against this play. You want to have a protest. You're not allowed to. even though you're a student group. I mean, this is not America, folks, and they're moving to do this. And even if I don't agree with what some group's doing, I'm for their right to say it and do it. But again, these groups, they want to have their free speech, but they don't want us to have our free speech. And I guess that's really the crux, Alan, of what you're getting into here. Can you plug the website for the...
Well, our website is www.thefire, one word, T-H-E-F-I-R-E, thefire.org.
Thefire.org.
FIRE stands for the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education.
Well, I want to get more into this, but let's take some calls, and they'll be all over the map, but it's all affected by the dumbing down here and the free speech attack. Bill in New Jersey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, here's a good one. I hope you can handle it. Wall Township. Police in Wall Township say fake guns are creating a serious problem for law enforcement officers in the community. In the past few years, police say they have seen an increase in the number of people carrying toy guns that appear real.
Officers, and all over the world, they're banning toy guns.
Yeah.
First the image of something, then they ban
right.
it. In reality, this is more thought crime.
You know, the poor guy that was selling them, they already shut him down about a year ago for selling swords. Then his store got broke into. 150 fake guns were stolen, and they caught two girls robbing a bank with one of them. After they had painted the tip of the gun so it looked more real. This was on news12.com.
Yeah, going back to our guest, this ties into what you're saying. Everything does, where we're a country now where just the image of something they're trying to ban. Comments, Mr. Course.
Well, you know, there is a certain peace to be had in a police state. It is not the peace that America is all about. And it is harder to go after people who commit crimes than it is to eliminate all things that might possibly cause crimes. But we live with the messy business of freedom and liberty and individual rights in this country. If people would concentrate efforts of law enforcement on the appropriate job of going after people who actually commit crimes.
Yeah, pre-crime. Everything is shifting to pre-crime. Oh, what you said could have caused somebody to commit a crime. We're going to arrest you. That's how the hate laws are being pushed.
Well, that's exactly right. And on college campuses, there is this belief that people simply are incapable of living with disagreement and incapable of living with knowing how each other actually thinks. And so we designate specific groups, and it's not really the group. It's people within the group who think a certain way as having the right to be protected.
All right, let's go to more calls. Thanks. Thanks for the call, Bill. Matt in Louisiana. Matt, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Alex, great to talk to you again. You know, I first found you on Shortwave a couple of years ago, and you really got to me because a lot of the stuff you were saying, I thought it was a little crazy, I got to tell you. And as I started watching, you changed the way I watched the news and read the paper and the way I interacted with people, and I realized you were dead on. And I got your films, tried to turn a lot of friends onto the New World Order stuff in half, but you know, I get the same thing every time I talk to people about it. I was not confronting, but having a friendly debate with a friend who was telling me all of the great benefits of the OnStar system on his Suburban. And I get the same thing every time, which is, well, what, are you a drug dealer? Why would you be against being able to track everywhere you are? And something else I find to get a lot when I talk about this is people saying, what, are you a Democrat? And I just say, look, I am a patriot. And, I mean, I hate to see what's going on in this country. And when I tell people about it, you know,
well, I'll tell you what, stay there, Matt, and I may hold you over. But I want to get a comment from our guest because, again, I want to show all this ties together, whatever issue you're raising. We also see, Alan, from the so-called neocon conservative movement, where they've got their own forms of censorship, where you're not patriotic if you speak out. So we're getting the left and the right coming out with censorship, aren't we?
Well, yes. I mean, the impulse to censor knows no politics. I think it was Mark Twain who said the only thing stronger than the sex drive is the drive to censor other people.
I'll tell you what, stay there, Matt. I'll let you finish up with our guests when we get back, and we'll go to Carson, Wyatt, and Barry and get more into this survey, and we'll also tell you how to visit the website of this organization. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call Term Busters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you too. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, I read the Associated Press, UBI, Reuters, and the big newspapers for about 3 hours every morning, about 2-3 hours every night. And I see instances of people being arrested. You'll have a black man attacking a white person. The black man will say something racist, and then the white person will say something racist back in Idaho, and the white person is arrested, and the police admit, well, when you say something racist, it's racist. I don't agree with the white person saying something racist or the black person saying something racist. But I'll fight to the death to defend both their rights to call each other names. You take this Temple University student, you know, the top of his class, Clinton aide, but a conservative, and they were going to just have their own conservative rally, which they're allowed to do, and this was in the newspaper. The dean admitted it. He walked in, he sat down, they started yelling at him. He wouldn't get mad. He said, fine, I'm going to have to sue you guys because you won't let us have our protest. And when he walked out, the police tackled him and took him to the mental institution, and the doctor said, no, we're not going to drug this guy. No, what is this, a police state? That was in the news. We had him on the show. And I want to illustrate, that's the exception now, but that's what they want to do. When you read their policy reports, when you hear what these Soviets or fascists, because you got right-wing ones, left-wing ones, but mainly it's left-wing, when you see what they're trying to do, I have friends in college when they're attacking the Second Amendment at UT, and they'll try to have a discussion, and the professor after class will say, you're not to talk of this anymore. It's hateful. There can be no discussion of the Second Amendment. That is to counter what they're saying. And then in a major survey, a scientific survey, here it is in the Washington Times, 339 U.S. colleges, over two-thirds of administrators and students didn't know what the First Amendment was, and the vast majority think you have no right to free speech. Again, recapping what I was saying, we're about to go back to these loaded phones. We're talking to Alan Charles Course, the president of the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education. Thefire.org is the website. A lot of key studies and cases. You want to know how bad things have really gotten. Alan, is there really a... I can't overemphasize, you can't overemphasize, that if this continues, this is the death of our free society, is it not? Is this not the death of our free society, Alan?
It would indeed be the end of all freedom in this country. And again, we are educating our students in a climate that does not respect freedom and individual rights.
It's incredible.
Well, it is. When we asked public and private college administrators to name rights protected by the First Amendment, only one-third mentioned the right of assembly and association. Only 23% mentioned freedom of the press. Only 21% mentioned freedom of religion. And only 4% mentioned the right of citizens to petition their government for redress of grievances. Now, if we have college administrators who have no notion of what the very First Amendment of the Bill of Rights recognizes as the essential rights of a free people, we're in a lot of trouble.
And the 20%, 30% of people that go to college get degrees, they end up running the country. This is the future. If we think thought crime and political correctness is bad now, what's it going to be like in 10, 15 years?
Well, there's a very interesting set of programs on campuses to reinforce your point. Almost every university has something very innocently named leadership programs, in which they take out potential activists from student organizations whose political goals they admire, and they give them leadership training. And this is some of the most politically and ideologically loaded and propagandistic stuff that occurs at universities.
Well, it's
and
like the governor's.
All of this is happening at public subsidy.
I was about to say public schools. Remember the governor's school with Clinton?
Well, you've got this is happening at public universities, but even at private universities, of course, the taxpayer subsidy is extraordinary, and it's also happening with fraud. You don't have universities that say on page one of their catalog, we believe that your sons and daughters are the racist, sexist, homophobic beneficiaries of an unjust society, and for massive tuition and massive taxpayer subsidy will coerce them into thinking differently. They don't have the guts to advertise their actual agenda. So it's also fraudulent inducement. They promise legal equality. They promise non-discrimination. They promise academic freedom, and they deliver on virtually none of those.
Well, there was a group of Veterans for Peace in the capital of Florida on Veterans Day 3 weeks ago, and they signed up weeks before to march. They paid their little fee. There were Hooters girls in the parade. There were car dealerships. Had nothing to do with the veterans groups. And when they were marching, the police walked over and said, the people don't like it. Some are booing. You're not allowed to march. We'll arrest you if you don't get out of the parade. And they were just carrying a Dove banner. I saw the photo of it, the symbol of Veterans for Peace. Now, whether you agree or disagree with Veterans for Peace, the point is you should agree with the First Amendment, folks.
Well, that's right. You've said the crucial thing. Whether you agree with or disagree with any specific point of view, the thing about America is we have agreed that liberty is a way of being human.
And 10 years ago, police would have known you don't walk over to people who are signed up for a parade during the parade and say, because people don't like it, you've got to get out of line.
Yeah, the other thing that you see on college campuses is the view that certain beliefs are discriminatory and can be suppressed. I'll give you my favorite example, at Pennsylvania State University, not my University of Pennsylvania, but Pennsylvania State, Penn State, there was a group, Young Americans for Freedom, whose constitution said that rights were God-given and thus beyond the reach of any government. The university, until we intervened, ruled that that phrase, the rights were God-given and beyond the reach of government, constituted religious discrimination against people who didn't believe they were God-given, and the group was de-recognized and defunded from its life on campus.
But you'll have the Muslim groups on campus, the Wiccan groups on campus, the Palestinian groups on campus, Mecha, who openly, I've seen him at rallies with big posters saying, kill all whites. That's loving and good.
Well, there was a case years ago, in the 1990s, at the University of California, San Diego, whose chancellor went on to become the head of the whole University of California system, Atkinson, in which they had a policy forbidding at a public university jokes circulating on email that might offend. And then Mecha, the radical Hispanic group, came out with an editorial calling for the death of Hispanic American border guards as race traitors, calling for their execution.
And you don't see the FBI swooping in on them.
Well, when a public uproar occurred, the university came in and said, "Hey, we're a university. Free speech, the First Amendment." So a joke.
Yeah, but free speech doesn't cross over to saying go kill that person.
Well, no. In fact, if you ever were going to suppress free speech, a terroristic threat would be the place to do it. But here was a university that had violated the First Amendment by forbidding jokes that offended feminists, but then turned around and cited the First Amendment in order to defend the right of Mecha. And a call for the assassination of Hispanic American border guards.
And you have
the double standard is just intolerable.
Well, I mean, when one of these white supremacist idiots says go out and kill black people, SWAT teams raid them instantly.
Indeed, and the sad irony of this, of course, is the whole struggle in this country has been for equal justice under law, that we all have the same rights and we all have the same responsibilities for our actions.
Well, I have to tell you, that message is getting across on my local TV show. I speak out against the Klan. I speak out against Mecha. I protested both groups. And I've actually been able to deprogram a lot of the liberals by not being hypocritical, by going, yes, I'm for your peace group being able to march, and yes, I'm for, you know, this, and yes, I protest the Klan, but I also protest Mecha. And so we're really able, by going across the left-right paradigm, to wake folks up. Let's go to some of these calls. This is riveting info, and we appreciate you joining us, sir. Thefire.org is the website. We have their president on right now. Let's let Mattin in Louisiana finish up his point. Then I want to go to Carson, Wyatt, Barry, and Joe. Go ahead.
I just want to let you know I am an academic and work at a university, and I agree with everything your guest is saying. I see it every day, and it's so something that definitely over the past 10 years I've seen just get worse. But my question was, I need your help, because people who are open minded to these types of things, it's easy to talk to them about it. But I find that if I sit down at a dinner party and start talking about cashless society, control grid, Operation Northwoods, and government-run white slavery rings, people look at me like I have three heads. Do you know, how do you breach these subjects with people without them thinking that you're crazy?
Yeah, what you're saying is, again, we're talking about that 20-30% that are into books, that are into history, that are into the Constitution. You can talk to them, but when you talk to the general public, they can be an expert on computer programming or an expert at football, but they have no grasp of what you do is you bring them a copy of a video, because it's not just you saying there's government-run white slavery rings. In police state three-total enslavement, they will see BBC, Associated Press, where they kidnapped all these women and children in the Balkans, and the UN and DynCorp flew them out. So, I mean, if you're going to bring something up like that, you bring Northwoods, you bring the ABC News article, you bring the BBC News article about the government-run white slavery rings. That's how I found you with stuff that's incredible. I didn't want to believe it.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm going to be in Houston. I'm going to drive from Baton Rouge to Houston next Saturday. I look forward to meeting you.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to be – the most amazing thing is going to be if you – I listen to you 6 hours a day, and to only hear you for 30 minutes before the movie, that's what I'm waiting to see.
All right, thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'm going to be showing Road to Tyranny and then John Carpenter's film, kind of a dystopic film about shifting your paradigm, They Live. I'll speak for 30 minutes at 6 o'clock, show Road to Tyranny, then at about 9:30 we'll show They Live. But let's go ahead and go back to the calls, and that's next Saturday. That's the 13th in Houston. Let's go ahead and talk to Carson in Colorado. Carson, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Another great guest, Alex. Another great guest.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alex, for what you do always. And this is a slow run-up, but radio check. I'm listening to the same station that our trucker was. He was 90 miles north of the location of the station. I'm 150 miles south of that station. It is the American Freedom Network, The Lion.
Absolutely, and then I was also going to plug our other separate affiliates, the Colorado Radio Network.
The Colorado Radio Network is also a wonderful, wonderful station. My coverage is a little bit better down the further south I get. However, I want to run about four things out by you quickly, if you give me 20 seconds to set them up. You and your guest, you pick one, and I'll listen off the air.
Okay,
so
go ahead.
Get to some of your other fine callers.
Sure, my friend, go ahead.
I don't watch a lot of TV, but the Cuba travel ban was lifted by the Congress. They jointly agreed to lift that travel ban. And I had someone call me, said, quick, turn on the TV. The president was saying he was going to use the provisions of the Homeland Security Act to track and trace and punish and prosecute any American citizen who visited Cuba.
Let me just say this.
Yes.
Again, if folks knew their Constitution, they'd know how unconstitutional unilateral executive activities domestically are. I don't agree with lifting the Cuba travel ban, but again, this is playing politics. The Republican-controlled Congress does this, then Bush says, I'm going to penalize you if you do. No, he should execute the laws of that Congress. And again, this goes to knowledge of the Constitution being lacking, so they can get away with this. Alan Charles Kors comments.
Well, I'm gonna limit myself to academic politics, and what I know best, but the general point is exactly right. A nation that does not educate, in the traditions of liberty and in passing on, specific and general knowledge and the spirit of our constitutional rights will give us students who become citizens who won't know when they've lost their liberty.
Is it a good analogy, Alan, to say that the soul of America is being sucked out by a ring-wraith-like creature?
What's interesting is I think a lot of students don't buy into what's happening on college campuses.
Well, they don't buy into it, but they still don't know what the First Amendment
is. Well, that's exactly right. And I don't take heart from the fact that they don't buy into it, because what they're missing is a positive education in the experience and in the nature of liberty.
Now, that's an amazing point.
They're learning to be cowards. They're learning to be people who, disagreeing with the orthodoxy, the left orthodoxy that prevails on our campuses, learn to stay quiet.
That's
and
it.
To
you
make
just
believe
said something.
That they agree.
Alan, I hate to keep jumping in here, but everything you're saying I agree with so much, and you're just crystallizing it down so simply. I walk into a grocery store, and thanks for the call, Carson. I walk into a grocery store, and because I have a TV show here in Austin, 30 people will walk up to me in 5 minutes, start talking to me, but they all say, oh, I know what you're talking about, but nobody cares. Nobody will do anything. I just keep my mouth shut. You know, we're the majority. We have the power, but they have the top of the hill in every position of media, so they make it look like we're all alone, and so we all cower. How do we change that?
Well, I think you have to end fatalism in people. You have to make them understand that one can defend liberty and constitutional rights successfully. That's what our organization is all about on campuses. And the more that we win, the more we do reduce fatalism.
It sets
precedent.
The
more students who contact us, but it takes people willing to fight these issues.
All right, takes precedent. We got to set more precedents, and that means you in the trenches, folks. When somebody blocks my website out of the college, won't let you go to InfoWars, make an issue, write about it in the school paper, find out why, pin them down. Wyatt in Maryland. Wyatt, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead, Wyatt. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, great, great. Thank you for your guest. I understand exactly the dilemma that this country's in when you have from elementary school all the way up to our universities on 1984 Newspeak and a total a ban on constitutional teaching. You have this situation we're in now. And I don't see, I think that this study reveals a lot of things to your listeners, and of course most of your listeners probably understand a great deal of this. Can you hold me over?
Sure, we've only got about 5 minutes, 4 minutes in the next segment with our guests. I'll let you finish up, Wyatt, and go to Barry. I'll have to get to Joe and others in the next hour if our guest is gone, but we'll get you guys in and also plug their website again. And it is sad. It is scary. It is serious. This is just absolutely amazing. But by speaking out about it, we can turn the tide. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The military-industrial complex is funding the leftist movements. Oh, you didn't know that? I've got congressional studies. And the neocons are using this mass of people that have been trained that censorship is good, and it's cutting both ways. We're losing America. It's our final segment with our guest, Alan Charles Corse, president of the Foundation for Individual Rights and Education, thefire.org, based in Philadelphia. Real quick, Wyatt, finish up because I want to jam some more calls in.
One of the things of what's happening is we're living our lives and we're being stifled in our freedom of speech by ignorant people of the Constitution and of our Bill of Rights protections. But one of the things that does take place is you have an overwhelming federal presence in our states. And in Article 4, Section 3, Clause 2, so that's 4.3.2, it says the Congress shall have power to dispose of and make any needful rules and regulations respecting the territory or other property belonging to the United States.
Finish up.
Right, and nothing in this Constitution shall be construed as to prejudice any claims. This is why they're able to say, if you take federal funds of any way, you will be our slave.
Hey, thanks for the call. Thanks for the call. And the Tenth Amendment is being violated there as well. Comments, what he was just saying, Alan?
Well, I do think that one of the great prices we've paid is an excess of intrusion into what ought to be a flourishing, diverse private university system. But universities want federal aid. They accept federal regulations. But the real problem is that there is no market in higher education. There's a monopoly. The same people run almost, they're interchangeable, the people who run our major universities. And if we only had competing models where a university could say to parents, no indoctrination here, we respect your children's individuality, we're going to expose them to debates and a diversity of points of view.
The academia is failing them. The grade of education for the workforce is falling because they're spending so much time in indoctrination. I want to thank you, Mr. Corse, for coming on the show, and I hope to have you back up in the future. And last question in 10, 15 seconds, can we win this fight?
Oh, absolutely. Free people have extraordinary powers. All they need is to add will to their understanding and refuse to let their liberties be taken away from them.
Beautiful. Thanks for joining us. Take care.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. We're going to have to break now, start the third hour. Ton of news. First, we'll get to Barry and Joe and Ron and Dan and everybody else that's patiently holding. Third hour, just minutes away. Remember, if you believe in this show, what we're doing, you should get my videos. But that's secondary. They're great videos. They're informative. They're waking people up. They're deprogramming people en masse. Matrix of Evil, Police State, Three Total Enslavement, 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. I'm now carrying other videos by other great folks. Painful Deceptions by Eric Huffman. How did Osama bin Laden pull off such a devastating attack? Great new film. A lot of other books and items like Paul Watson's Order Out of Chaos. My videos are $25.95 a piece, all over 2 hours. They drop down to $20 when you order three or more of any of the titles. The new book, Order Out of Chaos, is $19.95. Get a second copy for $11.95 to give us a gift. Go to Infowars.com. Go to PrisonPlanet.com. Get them and give them as gifts. Make copies of my videos. Give them out to people. We're also carrying the new Loss of Liberty video about the USS Liberty. 1-888-253-3139 to order any of the books or videos or audio CDs. 1-888-253-3139 or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Third hour straight ahead. Stay with us.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere.